You just heard Swarming Branch from their new album, Surreal Number, and we started off with Dressy Bessie. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Good evening, I'm Juliette Frumholt, with you from now until 11 o'clock. So excited about what we have in store for you this evening. Later on in the show, we'll be talking about the screening of Left on Pearl, a really amazing historical documentary that is coming to the Neon in downtown Dayton. We'll have your chance to win tickets to see Band of Heathens at the Holland Theater. But up first, we have live music. I am so excited about our guests this evening. They come to us from right down the road in Columbus and have an amazing album that is getting ready to be unleashed onto the world. We're going to get to know them and talk about this new release. But first, we're going to hear some live music from right here in the WYSO studios from Honey and Blue.
Thank you, Julia.
You made out of me. You say that I'm so far from who I used to be. You took our story and morphed it into this. Now I'm left with the monster that you made out of me. But I'll rewrite it all, and I'll make myself taller than I ever thought I could be. And I'll take all your lies and your empty goodbyes, and I'll write myself a happy ending. Don't we all deserve a happy ending? How many pieces of yourself can you give? So done being silenced, and I'm ready to leave. Painted these pictures of the girl I should be. You'll push it all so far, almost lost all to me.
Was called Monster. That super fun week had to drum on a steel guitar in here. That's always a good time. This next song is called Red Sky. This is actually off of our last album, but we're just so fond of it that we kind of play it every chance we get. So.
Uh-huh.
birds had left town about a month ago with a new boy. I hope you're wonderful, but there's just one thing I want you to know. You'll always have my heart, you're always beautiful then.
Heard you moved out of our little place, wanted to call you, but I knew you needed space. But there's just one thing I wish I said, you'll always have my heart, I should have never left it. I can't help but think of that rainy night, was you and me in the red sky, and there ain't no question
if I'd ever take you back. You're my heart and my soul, and I'll never get back.
Tells me that I should wish you well, but in my heart of hearts, want you to need me still. Promise myself I would let you go, but now we're face to face, it seems impossible. And I can't help but think of that rainy night with you and me and the red sky, and there ain't no question if I'd ever take you back. Soul, and I'll never get them back.
If I would have known how this would go,
I'd have given all to me everything.
If I would have known how this would be, sky.
I can't help but think of that rainy night with you and me in the red sky. I can't help but think of that rainy night with you and me in the red sky. I can't help but think of that rainy night with you and me in, with you and me.
Honey in Blue, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I want to welcome Stephanie and Adam.
Thank you guys for being here.
Thanks
for having me. Excited to be here.
So tell me, how was it that the two of you started making music together?
Do you want me to tell? Okay. I had just moved to Los Angeles, and it was my very first day working at this bar. He was a bouncer and I was a cocktail server, and he immediately was like, "Hey, what's up? I'm Adam," and he gave me his CD. And at first I was like, "Whoa, who's this person on my first day of work handing me a CD? You are so LA, I can't even handle it."
But then I
went home and I immediately listened to it, and I thought he was amazing, and I texted him that night and was like, "Dude, you are incredible. We need to meet up and let me sing for you." I felt like I was auditioning for him.
Which wasn't true, because she told me that she was singing at the House of Blues at that time. And I hadn't heard her voice, but I was intrigued. And I had done some solo stuff for a long time, so I was looking to collaborate. And then that's where she came along. And the minute she started singing, I was like, all right, this is going to work out just fine.
It is an interesting mixture of sounds, because your voices are very different, and yet they complement each other so well. Did you find that when you decided, like, okay, yeah, this is cool, we can work together, did it click instantly, or did it take a while to sort of find that comfort zone and those harmonies and all that?
Probably a little bit of both. Yeah. I think it was we sort of immediately started doing just some small gigs around, and I think the response was pretty good. And I think just from the writing standpoint, we approached music the same way. And she really brought to me even more. She's a storyteller. So from the songwriting standpoint, that really helped me and helped me grow. So,
that's so sweet.
Yeah, I wasn't necessarily aware of how our voices would sound together initially. It was just a matter of writing and coming up with stuff. And we were able to figure things out as we went. So yeah. I'm thankful that it meshes nicely.
That worked out.
Yeah.
Well, what is the songwriting process like, given that you are both songwriters?
I feel like every song is different. It just depends. Sometimes he'll send me a voice memo of him playing guitar and kind of like mumbling things, and I'll kind of sort through his brain, or I'll just have a random melody where I'm like, I have a very clear idea of what I want this to sound like. I'll send it to him and he'll be like, oh, I got it. I can read your mind. And he'll start building it around that. So each song kind of calls for something different. And
sometimes it starts with the music, and sometimes it starts with the vocals and the melody, which is a lot of fun for me to sort of sculpt the music around the melody, which is, you can take it a million different directions, so that's always a fun challenge. So,
yeah, and I know that you guys have been working with, especially as of late, some other musicians as well. How are you then incorporating them into this process? Are they sort of adding their own touches to things that the two of you have worked on, or how is that process working with a full band?
Yeah, I mean, thankfully they bring. We've been able to play live with them for a while, even before we started writing some of the new material. So we kind of knew what their talents were, their flavors, and a lot of the new stuff is shaped because of them as well. So James and Dwight, the bass and drums. So really, they created an atmosphere that was easy for us to write around for a lot of the songs.
They just have this, like, they have this amazing energy when they walk into a room, and you can't help but feed off of it. So, like, we'll have a song where it's going, you know, relatively in a funky zone, and then they touch it, and we're like, whoa, that is, like, a whole nother level of funk and coolness that we could not have brought.
That's awesome. You got to have those guys in your world that can bring that extra little something.
Heck yeah, heck yeah, or a lot of something.
Yeah, yeah. That's a whole lot.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell me about the process of putting the album together. It's called All the Feels, getting ready to come out. What was the process like for this one? This is your second.
This is the second. The process was. We had been writing for Adam and I had been writing for about a year, and we had started to play these songs out, and we were like, I think this might be it. These are a handful of songs that we feel really good about, and they're all super different, and it just kind of started building itself, I feel like.
Yeah, this album is completely different from the first one. The first one was sort of written in a vacuum in when we were in LA in my studio apartment, just starting from nothing, having no musical, you know, collaboration and building that. And then this one has been, Steph and I have known each other for 5 years, and then playing out with James and Dwight for, you know, 2 or 3 years. So I think as the songs are definitely from a lot of different genres. So I think that's for this new album, that's why we called it All the Feels, because we weren't actually sure what to do with some of these songs. We figured, why not just throw them all on there and have it be like a Spotify playlist or something. So
yeah, I feel like our first album is like a very polite introduction, being like, hey, hi, what's up? We're Honey and Blue. Nice to meet you. And then this one's like, what is up? This is us, man.
Here
like,
we are.
This is Honey and Blue. You know?
Yeah.
That's got to feel good, though. That's got to feel so good to be like, hello, world. Here we are. This is us.
Terrifying. Let's go. But really good.
Good. Well, I mean, so that brings me to a good question. So as you're getting ready to release the album, what are you thinking about in terms of, especially we're heading into a new year before too long, what is kind of the future planning, given that you're going to have this release, and are you hoping to get out on the road in 2018? Or
Yeah. We're planning on a music video we're working on right now, and we'll have a single out really soon. And we've got our CD release party at Natalie's in December. And then after that, we're going to hit the road and just play as much music as humanly possible until people are tired.
Until you got to do the next one.
Yeah. That's right. That's
right. Yeah. So, yeah, we're set. I think December 2nd is our show at Natalie's, and I think that's when we'll have the album available. And yeah, just for 2018, we want to try and make videos for most of the songs, if not all the songs on the album, and get some festivals going in the summer. And
oh yeah,
we'll see where it goes.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's an exciting place to be, you guys. I love it.
Thank you.
In terms of, I'm always curious with videos. So, do you guys have a sense of what you want the visual representation of your music to be, or is it kind of a let's see once we, you know, work with some film folks and kind of see what their interpretation is, or how are you thinking of tackling that?
Well, this is how it happens, is I have zero idea of what it's going to look like. And then Steph, all of a sudden, she gets this look on her face, like she's like looking into space, and she's like, I think, okay, she's got a video idea. I just know it's coming. It's like, and it just sort of spews out of her. She's like, okay, this is the idea. And She's like I said, with the storytelling, she just has this idea visually of what's happening. And she really, I mean, we collaborate, but it's really a lot of her ideas as far as what the video is going to be and what's happening. And so
He's a good sport about it. I'm throwing all these crazy ideas for like all of the videos that we have planned in my head. I'm like, okay, what about this and that? And he's been totally game. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a chance for us to have fun.
Yeah.
And just sort of take it, you know, be
mini
movie stars for like 3 minutes or whatever. So
it's really interesting because I feel like now that the technology is there, now that all of the platforms are there, you know, it's not the early days of YouTube where it took 8 hours to upload your 4-minute music video. I feel like we're poised to have the music video as an art form. Like, it's making its comeback. And
I think so. And
it's really exciting to see how musicians are using those to either, you know, really stay very close to their vision or show you something completely different or a different side of them. It's kind of a cool time for that.
Yeah. And I think we have to take control of all the different aspects by ourselves. I mean, we recorded most of the album at our home studio. We invested in a camera for shooting music videos. We're doing it all ourselves primarily. So I just think in order for us to keep moving forward, we have to do that, not necessarily wait for somebody else to keep it going for us. So
yeah.
Luckily, we have the storyteller in the group that who knows what the music videos would look like if it was just me.
I'm excited to see these now. We're talking to Honey and Blue. They've got a new album coming soon. It's called All the Feels. So December 2nd at Natalie's is the release show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. And then are you – I know you said you're going to be out on the road a lot this coming year. Anything else sort of leading up to the holidays, or is it kind of like get the release out and then go from there?
Yeah, I think it'll get the release of the CD – and then the music video will be the next exciting thing that we're going to start filming within this month and next month, too.
Great.
So, yeah.
I think we'll just keep putting one foot in front of the other. We've been putting our head down and just rolling with it. So,
yeah. And this summer will be fun. We're already getting all of our festivals in line, so that'll be
exciting.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
Definitely something to look forward to. Where's the best place for folks to go if they want to, you know, get the album and keep tabs on where you're going to be near them this coming year?
Yeah, if you go to our website, we're honeyandblue.com, and we're on Facebook as Honey and Blue, and we got all the social medias working, and Instagram and Twitter. And
I think honeyandblue.com will be the easiest thing. We have an email list, and put all of our performances on there and all the new music videos and everything. And once the album December 2nd comes along, it'll be on, like we said, Spotify and iTunes and
all the digital places.
Hopefully you can find us anywhere and everywhere.
Perfect. See, that's the way to be. Make yourself as easily accessible as possible. Well, what do you think? Shall we give them some more live music?
Let's do it.
All righty. Our guests are Honey and Blue. They hail from Columbus, but they may be coming to a city near you in 2018 as they tour in support of their new album. It's called All the Feels. They'll be celebrating the release of that one at Natalie's in Columbus. We've got links up to connect with them and on all the social medias at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Go there and connect with Honey and Blue, but don't go too far yet because they've got some more live music for you.
Love Me. That's going to be on the new album. And this last one we have for you guys is it's called Walls, which we are really excited about. This will probably be the first one everybody hears.
This is the first one. This, the music video, a dance music video is coming.
Oh, yeah.
Teaser.
Came in through the window, 'cause I boarded up the doors. I didn't wanna love you, but I didn't have a choice. Was a mess, I confess. I thought I knew what was best. Such a poet, I went walls out. I boarded up the dose. I didn't wanna love you, but I didn't have a choice. I had heard of that good love, didn't think it could be mine. Then you came along and changed my mind. You never swayed, never lost sight. I'm not afraid, cause you held tight. You held tight when you came in through the window. Cause I boarded up the doors. I didn't wanna love you, but I didn't have a choice.
So happy where we're at right now. My feet can barely touch the ground. I'm grateful that your walls came down, baby. So happy where we're at right now. My feet can barely touch the ground. I'm grateful that your walls came down. It came down, down. So happy where we're at right now.
You came along and changed my mind.
That your walls came down.
I did not think this could
so happy
be
where
mine.
We're at right now.
You came along and changed my mind.
That your walls came down. Came down, down.
You came in through the window. Cause I bought it up the door. But I didn't have a choice. And you came in through the window. Cause I boarded up the doors. I didn't wanna love you, 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 you. But I didn't have a choice. And you came in through the window.
Cause
I bought it up the doors.
Yeah.
I didn't wanna love you,
but
I didn't have a choice.
Came down, down. So happy where we're at right now. My feet can barely touch the ground. I'm grateful that your walls came down.
Honey in Blue, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Their new album is called All the Feels. They'll be celebrating the release of that on December 2nd at Natalie's in Columbus. We've got details to connect with them and find out where they're going to be at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Keep tabs on them. They'll be coming to a city near you in 2018. Thank you both so much for being here. It was such a pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Check out Honey in Blue. All the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Getting back into the recorded music now. Here's one from Fantagram from their 2010 album, Eyelid Movies.